again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet W.S. Merwin, born in New York City, 1927, author of many collections of poetry. His new and selected poems came out in 2005. W.S. Merwin, who said, "I think there's a kind of desperate hope built into poetry now that one really wants, hopelessly, to save the world. One is trying to say everything that can be said for the things that one loves while there's still time." It's the birthday of Truman Capote, born in New Orleans, 1924. He was just 24 years old when he published his first novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms. He wanted to write nonfiction, though. He said, "I want to live more in the world that other people live in." And one day in November of 1959, he opened up the New York Times to read a small article about the murder of a family in Holcomb, Kansas, and decided that was the subject he was looking for. He went out to Kansas, he did research, and came out with his book In Cold Blood in 1966. Truman Capote, who said, "To me, the greatest pleasure of writing is not what it's about, but the inner music that words make." And it's the birthday of Elie Wiesel, born in a little village in northern Transylvania near the Ukrainian border, 1928. He was 15 years old when Nazis began to deport the Jews from his village. He and his family were taken to Auschwitz. His mother, his youngest sister, were killed. He and his father stayed together for a year. Then they were sent to Buchenwald, where his father died of malnutrition. Wiesel was liberated by American soldiers April 11, 1945, after which he went to Paris, became a journalist, and in the mid-50s he wrote a memoir in Yiddish called And the World Has Remained Silent, which he edited. It came out under the title Night in 1958, went on to become the first widely read book written by a Holocaust survivor. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin on his birthday, a poem entitled Yesterday. "My friend says, I was not a good son, you understand. I say, yes, I understand. He says, I did not go to see my parents very often, you know. And I say, yes, I know. Even when I was living in the same city, he says, maybe I would go there once a month or maybe even less. I say, oh, yes. He says, the last time I went to see my father, I say, the last time I saw my father, he says, the last time I saw my father, he was asking me about my life, how I was making out, and he went into the next room to get something to give me. Oh, I say, feeling again the cold of my father's hand, the last time. He says, and my father turned in the doorway and saw me look at my wristwatch, and he said, you know, I would like you to stay and talk with me. Oh, yes, I say. But if you are busy, he said, I don't want you to feel that you have to just because I'm here. I say nothing. He says, my father said, maybe you have important work you are doing, or maybe you should be seeing somebody. I don't want to keep you. I look out the window. My friend is older than I am. He says, and I told my father it was so, and I got up and left him then, you know, though there was nowhere I had to go and nothing I had to do." A poem by W.S. Merwin, Yesterday, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well. do good work, and keep in touch.